One of the keynote speakers at this year's Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation Convention in the Dells was their national president, Bob Stallman. After his presentation, he spoke with the media, and I asked him, in looking at the Farm Bill, just how frustrated he was over the fact that here it is almost 2014 and we still don't have a long-term Farm Bill. And also, does he feel at least any kind of optimism that we could get something done early in 2014?
We're finally getting to an understanding by members of Congress that, you know, it's really time to get this done, because it's looking a little silly not to get it done. There's still some significant issues that need to be worked on, but I'm comfortable that the leadership, these chairs and the ranking members of the House and Senate committees are making progress now. They made some progress this week. The question is going to be is, can they go ahead and get the conference report finished quickly? But even if they get it finished quickly, the clock is ticking because the House is going to adjourn December 13th. So it may be the scenario that we come back and consider it quickly in January when they come back into session.
So I asked Stallman as well then, what was his gut reaction? Does he feel that by mid-January we can get the bill done?
I think it can be done in January. If it's not, I mean, obviously, if we're not going to do it, there's some real issues with the implementation of permanent law on the dairy program that statutorily begins January 1st. So, you know, that will be pressure to go ahead and get something done.
Do you think any politician actually would allow that to happen?
No, I do not believe that we will revert to permanent law. That's why it's so good to have that pressure there to cause them to do something to keep from doing that.
I also asked Stallman, what would be the problem, though, if we just had another extension of the Farm Bill?
Well, to start with, we need to modify some policies, okay? With an extension, we, for all the critics of the Farm Bill, if we keep the same Farm Bill, we still have the same problems. That's number one, so we need to make some changes to the Farm Bill. The other issue is, with an extension, it just kicks the can down the road for decisions that could go ahead and be made now. The environment's not going to get any better to pass a Farm Bill. And so let's just get the work done and do it now and be done with it. And an extension doesn't help us get there.
As far as our actual market prices, kind of quiet on Friday. Blocks 187 and one quarter of a cent. Barrels 183 and one quarter of a cent. Double A butter up a half cent to 164 and one half cent per pound. Class 3 prices up slightly. December gains a dime to 1918. January up a dime to 1865. March up 8 to 1776. Board of Trade all quiet with corn. No change for December at 424. Ditto for March at 434 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. Beans higher. January up 7.5 to 1333 a bushel. March up to 1317 and one half cent. And on your livestock front, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 72 to 87, a top at 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 52 to 71. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 210. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. As far as the barrels and gilts, 70 and down. And the market lambs, 160 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.